Welcome to the Gifters Podcast. I'm your host, Christopher Kai. This podcast is sponsored by the GPS Online Program, which teaches you how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business. For more information, go to ChristopherKai.com. Our guest today is Simone Butler. She is an author and astrologer. Simone, welcome to our podcast.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
So you have a very unique career and a unique skill set. Tell us when you decided to be an astrologer.
I don't think anybody ever decides to be an astrologer. It's not exactly on the list of acceptable career paths, right? I was a journalist for many years, and I was living in LA in the 80s, and it was a crazy time for the new age. It was just exploding right and left, and so I started taking astrology classes, and one thing led to another, and it just captured me, and before I knew it, people were asking me for readings, and then I guess I just became an astrologer.
And how did it capture you? I want to really dive into that point. I hope for everyone, frankly, Simone, that they're captured, motivated, and inspired by something in their life. And if it's for you, what was it about astrology?
Well, the fact that it worked. I mean, most people only know about their sun sign, the sign based upon the date that you were born, right? But we're so much more than that. We're an entire expression of what was going on in the universe on the day, at the moment, and the place that we were born. And once you see, it's actually printed out in a chart form, and once you learn how to read that chart and understand those symbols, then the charts start to speak to you, and then you compare it, or I did, with everybody that I know. Like, I ran charts for all my family members and friends, and I saw and started to understand why people were the way that they were. It was just such an incredible tool to understand human nature, and also to be able to not necessarily predict what's coming, but to have a better understanding of the energies at play so you could work with them, whether they're challenging or whether it's an opportunity period or whatever.
So let's first talk, in case people don't know what astrology is, where it came from. Let's just start there. What is astrology? When you talk about sun signs.
Yeah, you know, astrology is actually the science or art form that precedes astronomy. Back in the day, you know, hundreds of years ago, astronomy and astrology were the same. And they split off at some time around the Renaissance period, around the 1600s or so. That's a whole other topic we don't need to get into. But, you know, science asserted itself as supreme over astrology and said that astrology just was a bunch of mumbo jumbo that we needed to get beyond, which was really such a shame because the two really do complement one another.
Interesting. And so when you said that it works, what do you mean by that? When you talk about, again, I don't know anything about astrology, so just talk about the sun sign, or just give a specific example of a client you work with so you can really paint a picture for all of us to hear and go, oh, okay, that makes sense.
Oh, okay, well.
It's super simple.
Okay, I'll tell you about a friend of mine who, I'm not going to say her name, but she has a lot of planets in Capricorn on the day she was born, including being a sun sign Capricorn. And this year, we have a lot of really intense stuff going on in the sign of Capricorn. So when she and I looked at this about a year ago in her chart, we were speculating on what this might bring. And it actually turned out to be a lot worse than either of us thought it was going to be, because at that time we didn't even know there was going to be a pandemic and she'd be out of work. And then she got COVID. And, you know, I don't want to say that it always has to turn out bad for people. I mean, she's still alive and she's hanging in there, boy, but it's been one of the roughest years of her life. And I knew there would be challenges, but you know, to be able to actually predict exactly what that's going to look like, that's really not possible, which is why we're not, I'm not a psychic. There may be some people that do psychic astrology type work, but I work with the energies and understanding them and the symbology behind what is Capricorn. Well, gosh, you know, it's a sign that rules the material world. So here we have this intense Capricorn lineup this year that has.
What does that mean? Again, I don't want you to get too into your terminology because I don't want to listeners to get confused. So just let's keep it simple, okay? So she's Capricorn, right? Which means she's born in. Well, can you listen for a second, Simone? Because I really want listeners to understand you, right? Because if I'm losing you, then they're losing you, right? So, but first of all, she's Capricorn, which means she's born in a certain time frame. And then she's a sun sign, which means what?
Her sun sign is in Capricorn.
But what does that mean? She's a sun sign.
On the day that she was born, the sun was moving through the part of the sky associated with Capricorn.
Okay. And so now because you read the sign and therefore you're able to tell that she's going to have some difficult times?
Well, quite possibly, but in her case, it was not just her sun in Capricorn. She has 4 or 5 planets total at the day she was born that were all clustered together in the sign of Capricorn and that are receiving really strong activations by planets that are now in the heavens in Capricorn.
So, and when is Capricorn, by the way? What month?
That's January.
Based on when she was born, she's Capricorn, and because she's Capricorn, she has certain personalities. And at the time that she was born, there was 4 planets that were above her with certain, when you say activation, what do you mean by like just like a, almost
well,
like the...
Yeah, this is pretty advanced stuff.
well, that's where you're the expert, right? I really want to... Basics.
An activation, what I mean by that is that there are planets in the heavens this year that are making their regular rounds, you know, as planets do. And they happen to all come together, 3 of them, in the sign of Capricorn. And so that really affected my friend, since not only is her sun in Capricorn, but several other planets as well.
Interesting. Now, we only have a few more minutes left, but what do you think is the most empowering aspect of your work with your clients? What do they most love and most enjoy and most get out of your counsel with them?
Well, I work with some men, but mostly it's women, and I really focus a lot on the moon where you were when you were born, as well as what moon goddesses are associated with that, and how to do moon rituals, which is a very simple thing. You know, it's nothing super complicated. You can look at my book, 10-Minute Moon Rituals, and find out what rituals to do at various times or for whatever your personal moon sign or your emotional expression might be. And if you don't know your moon sign, which most people don't, you can look that up on my website at astroalchemy.com. It helps to know your time of birth, but isn't completely necessary. And so working with the moon, to me, is a really profound thing, whether it's the full moon shining bright once a month, or whether it's the new moon 2 weeks later, when that's also the dark of the moon. That's like the seed planting time for the month ahead. There's great power in the dark moon. And I work with people on how to do ritual and how to empower themselves and transform themselves over time by creating a relationship with the moon and the other planets and nature itself. We have gotten so cut off from nature, and knowing astrology and your own chart really, really helps reconnect you to the divine that exists within yourself and within nature.
That's awesome. Well, thank you so much again. It's not a easy topic to share, but I really want our listeners to understand you and what you do, because it's fascinating things that you're sharing, Simone. How can our guests connect with you and stay in touch with you?
Well, either at my Instagram account, which is simone.moonpower, or my website, which is astroalchemy.com, or my Facebook site, which is just Astro Alchemy.
Simone, thank you so much. Have a great day.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Gifters Podcast. If you want to learn how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business, go to christopherkai.com to learn more.